God bless you all.
God bless everybody.
God bless you.
Another great sharing and really great Kelly. You know, God's really working in you and showing you, and you know, I do have a little thing to say. I can remember when, when we were just beginning, Amber was really, really on fire. But then, you know, the devil really tried to put a lot of health issues on Amber, anxiety, panic attacks, and, you know, it was quite, you know, the attacks were non-stop, and I was just encouraging Amber that, you know, it's because God has a great plan for your life, and the devil doesn't want you to see this truth. You know, the simplicity in, you know, saying what we want, not what we see, praying for the laborers, praying for the ready-made field, going to God, what a man thinks in his heart, so is he. You know, the imagination and what we think, you know, is very important, and it does take a practice. It does take, you know, that committed decision to renew that mind when those thoughts are coming, because obviously sometimes it's hard and sometimes we forget. So we just ask God, we let our requests be made known, that he reminds us that, you know, because we understand that God has given us the full equipment, the whole armor, and it's just knowing how to utilize what he's given us to do. And so, you know, God did a great thing with Amber, and now she's fully strong, like super on fire. And so that was really great thing to go through, because God turned it around for his glory, and that's what he's going to do with you. So they're just lying symptoms, and, you know, that's not the plans that God has for you, but God has a great and mighty plan for you. So I just want to encourage that as well to you. Because, you know, you're a great, great woman of God, and that God has the best plan for each and every one of us when we just keep our heart and our mind towards him, and that, you know, we desire to do the will of God, not my will, not another man's will, but the will of God. And that's what Jesus Christ was all about, was doing the Father's will. And, you know, we've been called from darkness into his light, so we don't have to think like the world or even speak like the world, because we have that new hope in Christ. You know, we're seated in the heavenlies. We're seated on that right-hand side of God in Christ Jesus. And God wants us to rule and reign in this life by one Jesus Christ. And so it's just really, really great. And it's a good day, because we have this truth. We have the truth from God. And Jesus Christ said, you know, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. So, you know, it's just really, really simple. God has made this very simple for each and every one of us to live this life with great joy, with great peace, with great authority, because we have power and authority in that wonderful name of Jesus Christ. And when we just go to God, like we go to God, and then he will put things in our heart, he will give us thoughts, ideas, and then we just do exactly what God is putting in our heart to do. And that we just really walk in this manner, that we are, you know, speaking the heavenly words, the words that are life and spirit and life-giving. That's the words we speak. That's what we choose. That's what we think upon. You know, whatsoever things are lovely, true, honest, pure, these are the things we set our mind on. You know, we set our mind on things above, not on the things of this earth. You know, because this is the new man. This is where we operate from, is by speaking the heavenly words. You know, we bring heaven to earth. As it is in heaven, so shall it be here on earth. Why? Why can it be like this on earth? Because Jesus Christ paid the ultimate price. He redeemed our life. He redeemed the power, the authority back. He took the keys from the devil. You know, death has no more power over us. We are risen with him, seated in the heavenlies. And so we just continue to move in this manner. And, you know, it brings me back to the time when Paul, you know, he was out and about and, you know, with the believers, and he got bit by a snake. What did he do? He just took the snake and threw it, right? He took the snake, threw it, and just carried on like nothing had happened. And the people were like, he's just been bit like by the most poisonous snake. They were waiting for him to drop dead, but nothing happened. And so, like, we can really move in this manner, in this way, because it's not us, it's not my power, it's not my great authority, but it's that Spirit of God that lives within us. And so that's why we practice these things. This is why we practice saying what we want, not what we see. We do the confessions, we do the connecting, because that is the spiritual. That is the spiritual that we're sowing into. And so if we sow bountifully in the Spirit, we will also reap bountifully in the Spirit. But if we sow in the flesh, then we're going to reap that of the flesh, which is corruption, which is not the heavenly words, which is an unstable mind. And, you know, and an unstable man is not good. We don't want to be unstable, right? So we have to, as individual to ourselves, each person has a responsibility to take that action, to move, to practice this way, that we don't just speak like the world just because people are might not be believers, but we speak heavenly words no matter what, you know, not getting caught in silly conversations. Like, why are we getting caught in worldly silly conversations? Like, this is not bringing heaven to earth. So we just want to do the will of God, which is bringing heaven to earth. So, you know, as Danny, or one man, I have a responsibility to do these things unto God. That, when I do them, not that I am doing them, but Christ in me that is doing it. So, like, all I have to do is make that decision and commitment. And then when I've done that, God energizes. God gives the desire. God gives the inspiration. He is the one that gives that mighty desire in our hearts. So I'll give you an example with the thoughts that come in. Okay, like me, like Dad said it earlier, like we're not good in the morning. Like that was the most negative time for me too. Like all these negative thoughts coming in, like silly thoughts. And then like as I continue to do and practice, every day it just become easier. So now when I wake up in the morning and a thought comes, like Dad was saying, because it's so true, then my mind's just with God straight away. And that thought hasn't got so much as an effect on me, like as on my carnal, because I'm built up, I'm strengthened by God's Spirit, and, you know, He is the one that is causing that strength in me. And so, like, this is the abundant life. This is the simplicity that's in Christ, that we don't need to work anything out. It's God's job to have all men to be saved. But we just pray to God, to the Lord of the harvest, that He would send laborers into His harvest. And so, like, this is what me and Amber, you know, this is what we're doing. This is what we've been encouraged to do. And since we've done, like, we have seen fruit, like, quickly as well, very quickly. And so the fellowship is growing. And the people in the fellowship are rising up. And they're walking by the Spirit. They're healing the sick. They're casting out devils. They're speaking those wonderful heavenly words. And it's not that Danny and Amber are with them, we're not with them, holding their hand, okay, do it like this, or do it like this. No, you go to God, and you do what God puts in your heart to do. And so, therefore, great result, because we're not getting in the way. But God is causing the increase. God is causing the growth. God is causing the outreach. Amen. God is bringing the laborers, and He's bringing them to our very front door. He's even bumping us into them. And so I just want to share as well, because, you know, this is my desire, and I really believe God has put this desire strong on my heart for the area of Glastonbury. So I ask everyone to pray with me. I'm praying, just pray for that area to be opened. And I'm praying to God that He would send one hungry person, just one. And so I really feel and believe that this weekend God has put it in my heart just to go up to Glastonbury. We'll probably do the tour again. It's just not that bad. Come on, Amber's laughing like it's a hard hill. Well, Amber struggled, but it's a Glastonbury tour. It's a big hill. It's quite enjoyable to walk up, and so we're going to claim the whole of Glastonbury, and then just wherever God leads, then we're there. We're ready. We're available. We're available. Because it's like when I see and look in the Holy Scriptures, like, look at the life of these guys, David, all these people, like David, Saul, Solomon, Jeremiah, like, they were just doing their thing. Abraham, they were just doing their thing. And it wasn't until, like, Abraham, his father and his family, they worshipped other gods. And so, pray to the God of fertility. Abraham wasn't on that then. And then it wasn't until, he could have followed. He could have done what his father and his brothers done, okay? But he didn't. He didn't. And so when God spoke to him, He said, okay, I want you to leave your father's house and go to the land that I have moved. That was the only word that Abraham received at that time. And however long it took to when God actually gotten there, he had that one word to go upon until we heard God again. And like now for us, we're always getting encouragement. We're always hearing the words from God. We're always getting this, built up. Like Abraham, he was always waiting for the voice of God, for the next step. And it's just really amazing. And like God has made our path. He has preordained our path, and so we don't need to work it out. We just know that when we believe on God and His Son Jesus Christ, that God raised Him from the dead, we receive the Spirit. We receive that gift of Holy Spirit, and now I know God knows the plans that He has before me. Before me, I know that God is going to lead my steps every step of the way. Even when I feel like I'm in the desert, even when I feel like I don't know where to turn, I know God is leading me. God is guiding me.
Yeah.
No matter what the world is saying or what people are saying, God is with you. God promised that He will never, ever leave you nor forsake you. And so this is amazing that we just trust God. We trust that He is guiding our steps, that He is opening the doors, that we have this confidence not in ourselves but in God. So that even when we speak or when we're around unbelievers, we are relying on that which comes from God. Confidence, the words, that whatever we might need, that we know that this is something that I don't have to work up, but I know that God will give to me what needs to be done, or what needs to be, or where to go, or what to say. God will give me and give me that energy to release. Because he's our Father. He doesn't want us without. And we're definitely not without, because everything has been given to us by Jesus Christ. So, like, this is awesome. This is the day of salvation. This is the day of salvation. And remember, that salvation is complete package. Healing, deliverance, wholeness, wellness, happiness, you name it, is within that. Today is the day of salvation, and this is what we move in every day. Because every day we wake up, we've received salvation. We are saved. We are delivered. We are set free. We just don't allow the lie, the liar, the father of lies, don't allow. And that comes down to us. That comes down to what we allow in and what we decide. Are we going to think on this, or are we going to lead every thought captive to the obedience of Christ? We have a choice. We always have a choice. In every decision, in every day, we have a choice to either serve the Lord or to serve ourselves. And that's the kind of journey that I'm learning on at the moment. And that what God is showing me, like, even to the time of, okay, Danny, you have a choice right now. You can either be on your phone or speak in tongues. And sometimes I go on my phone, I'll be honest with you. But I'm learning, and God is teaching me and showing me, okay, you have a choice, be on the phone or be have time with me. What's going to be more profitable? What's going to be more beneficial? And so we choose what's most beneficial. We want the benefits, right? So then God is saying, then choose what's beneficial. What's going to benefit you? And so it's just really amazing, like, because this is truly the sound words, the sound doctrine, because it produces fruit, not just within yourself, but without yourself as well, around you. Everything is growing, everything is flourishing, just like all the men in the Bible. David, God made that man flourish, prosperous. Abraham was rich. Abraham had everything. You name one man of God or one prophet that had nothing and was down and out. I don't think I know of one. And so that's our God. He wants us prosperous. He wants us to be moving in that spirit powerfully, not being deceived, not being ignorant of Satan's devices, but being endured with power from on high. That manifestation of dunamis power in us lives within us. So I feel like God's just stopped me there. So I'll pass it on to my love. I love you all, and I'm just really excited because God is so good. And so we just keep focused with God. If you know what times are weak for you, then persevere in that weak time. So, like, for example, me in the morning was my weak time. So that's when I know to really persevere, really push into the things of God, really speak in tongues. So yeah, that's me done. But I love you all. You're the best. God is awesome. God is making us grow and flourish.
Amen. Awesome. God is making us grow and flourish. Hallelujah to that. So God bless you all in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. What a wonderful evening we've had. This fellowship truly is flourishing, and it's just great to hear what everyone has to share. It's great to hear the testimonies, and it's great to see how pure people's hearts are towards God. And I just was really inspired as people were sharing to really, Kelly, you know, your journey with God is really only just beginning. Where you started from a young child to now, it's just beginning to move with that fire, with that power from on high. And whatever situations may arise right now, especially with your health, it's a lie. It truly is a lie. It's not truth. And when we're going through these situations, it's hard to realize that it is a lie. So like Danny shared last year, when I was really, really on fire, like I felt like Meshach, Shadrach and Abednego, I thought that if you put me in a furnace, I wasn't going to burn. I was really on it. And then I started to get really hit with all these different health conditions, and I was going backwards and forwards to the doctors. And I just didn't understand. I was like, Danny, I don't get it. Like, I feel on fire. I know God's real. I know he's moving. But I have all this going on. It's freaking me out. It's worrying me. It's what's going on? And he just kept encouraging me lovingly. Lawrence and Kim would continue to love and encourage me. But I just kept going to the doctors. And every time I went to the doctors, they would find something different. As you all know, like the lump in my throat, freaking me out, having anxiety attacks, panic attacks, just being led in the bed and these weird emotions going through me. But as I continued with God, as I continued to say what God says and not what that situation was saying, even though it was hard, and even my outward appearance started to look really rough. If you look at pictures of me from even last year to now, it's like, wow, because it really did have an impact on my physical body. But spiritually, I knew I was with God. But them thoughts, them negative thoughts and emotions were still overwhelming me. They were still trying to take root. And the more and more I went to God, the more and more I persevered with God, the more they just started to disappear. The more that it just fell off, and then I become stronger. I become more aware of who I was. I become more aware of God. And even in the darkest of situation that I thought I was going through, I knew God was there, but I didn't see what's the word I'm looking for? I didn't see it in manifestation. That's the word. Yeah. The thing that baffled me so much was because I was so on fire. I was so moving with God. I had great desire, great vision, and then to be hit with this. But then after, when I recovered from it and I started to understand and God started to make me stronger, I then started to realize the spiritual battle that I was in. And the devil has no authority whatsoever on any of our lives. We know that he is a lion without teeth, but he will try and roar. And it's if we accept that roar, it's if we let that roar take root into our lives. And sometimes it can, but that's why it's so important to have fellowship. That's why it's so important to have these one-on-ones, these connections. Again, just like you, Kelly, I didn't really understand it. And again, all of us have questions. All of us have reasoning. All of us have things from the past and things that we're looking forward into the future. And sometimes the ways of God don't seem so straight with us. We don't understand it. Because unless we're really walking by that spirit, we can't understand it sometimes. We can't understand it in full. But when we're walking by that spirit and we're being led by that spirit, then God starts to reveal the picture bigger and bigger. But sometimes there's things we need to do first that feel and seems uncomfortable, you know, like your thought. Why am I connecting to one man? Why don't we just fellowship with one another? And again, I had the same thoughts, you know, and again, I remember Lawrence saying to me, back in 2020, when me and Danny were listening to all these YouTube ministries, and we were listening to people and seeing all this great outreach and street evangelism and healings and devil spirits, we were listening to them for years, but we didn't grow and develop. I didn't see any devil spirits cast out. I wasn't out there doing street evangelism. I wasn't out there seeing anything. If anything, watching all of these YouTube videos and being part of all these ministries kept me where I was, kept me in unbelief, really, kept me in bondage, kept me from being able to move fully with God. But then when Lawrence spoke great words into my life, which I had to receive humbly, you know, it's a big part of our walk with God. We either receive it humbly or we become proud. And if we become proud, God will resist the pride and we will stay where we are. But if we receive the words humbly and receive them as the words from God and take the man out of the picture, then God is able to spark that fire within our heart. He's able to move within us. So when Lawrence spoke into my heart and said many, many things, I've shared it way before, I don't need to repeat it all, but one of the things was, you know, you need to ask God who you're connecting to. Who are you connecting to? And again, I shared it. I thought it was quite weird him asking me that because he was my father-in-law. But rightly so, I shouldn't have just been connecting to him because he was the father of my husband, you know? I needed to go to God. God might have wanted me to connect to somebody in the middle of Africa, I don't know. But he didn't. God made it very, very clear that I was to connect to Lawrence. And not that Lawrence was going to be God over me, a dictator over me, or tell me what to do, but he was there to encourage me, to uplift me. And now our one-on-ones, so before I go on to that, to uplift me and encourage me and to give me them sound words from God, the instruction I needed to help me to continue on my journey. And then I stop listening to everything and anyone. I stopped listening to all these YouTube people. I stopped trying to go around searching everybody else because they were seeing great results because I wanted to see it. Because we have to remember as well, again, I've shared it before, not to despise small beginnings. Because we're not seeing something here and now, we want to go searching. We want to go around people who we feel are seeing things and doing things. We want to be a part of that. So then the place God's put us into, we kind of put to the side and go searching in our flesh, in our carnal mind. But it is carnal. It's not of God. It's not being led and moved by that spirit. So when I stop listening to all of them people and I make the dedicated decision to listen to the words Lawrence was speaking, and I knew he was connected to Sangha, and you know, I don't feel the need to connect to Sangha, but I know that I connect to Lawrence, and the words he's receiving from Sangha and from God is being encouraged, and then that's it. That's all I listen to. And then we fellowship together on this Thursday, and I fellowship on a Tuesday with the guys that we fellowship with. But the doctrine's the same. The people I was listening to on YouTube, it might have all sounded great, it might have all sounded similar, but there was differences. There was differences that was causing confusion, that was keeping me from being able to move forward because I had far too many questions. I had far too much hickle pickle going on in my head because I wanted to know it all. However, I couldn't know it all because I had my finger in too many pies, thinking I was doing the will of God. However, when I got humble and I decided to listen to Lawrence, and he decided to listen to Sangha, this all started with a journey, you know. And I got rid of all of that. A few months later, Lawrence said to me, Amber, I think it's time. Pray for your ready-made field. Start your fellowship. Just move. And I listened to the words, and I moved. Within the first week and a half, I had one person who came to the fellowship. Then after that, between that time and now, we've had about 6 or 7 different people come. There's been 2 that have stayed, and they've been steadfast since the beginning. The others have come and gone, and that's fine. They're free. They come, they go. They come back, I receive them gladly. If they don't, I bless them. That's God. It's God's problem. God's working with each individual. God's the searcher of all hearts. However, within the first 3 months of us running fellowship, I see more healings, more devil spirits cast out. I seen a devil spirit manifest in my own house and run out. I see more deliverance. I see more anything. I can't even describe it. I seen the whole picture of God in 3 months compared to the whole 10 years prior to that I was born again. Going from Lawrence to ministries on YouTube, you know, I don't need to mention all these ministries. A lot of them are American ministries, you know. Then I went on to African ministries. Then I was like, whoa. However, God pulled me back because I was humble. And in the 2 years that I've 2021, yeah, 2 years that I've been steadfast and committed, in them 2 years I have seen more with God than I have seen in the last 10 years. At times things were challenging with my health. At times things were challenging with the things that I was hearing. At times I had the thoughts, well, it's just a man. Like, why am I listening? I can do it. God never made us to be an island. He made us all to be a family. And Jesus Christ is the head. So we remember that we don't put any man above the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But what we do is go to God and ask him who we connect to. Now, the people who come to our fellowship, they don't connect to Lawrence and Kim. You know, that is our ready-made field, that is our fellowship, and they connect to us, and then we encourage them, you're ready to start your ready-made field, you go, and then your laborers will connect, and whoever comes here. There is a godly order, guys, there's a godly structure. And then if the guys here feel encouraged that they want to go and speak to Lawrence, we'll go up and talk and do whatever. But it has to be led by God. It can't be led because we feel that we're bored, that we're not seeing results. Yeah. It shouldn't take 50 years to see something manifest. It can take days, weeks, hours, you know? But we have to be of a sound mind. We have to be really dedicated. And along with that dedication, we have to have consistency. We have to have consistency that we're living and walking by faith. Reading the records of Abraham has really encouraged me this week. Because that man had one word from God. Leave your father's kindred and go. He didn't have any other word from God. Then Pharaoh tried to take his wife because he said it was his sister. Then he went on this long journey and he was like on his own. Yes, he had people around him, but they didn't hear that word from God. It was just him. He moved by faith with one word. But today we hear so many different words and it removes us from being able to walk in faith. It keeps us in bondage because we're hearing too much. And it's great to fellowship one with another. It really is, you know. God wants us to be a family. He wants us to fellowship. He wants us to encourage one another. He wants us to uplift one another, you know. He wants us to be a body that he created. But he does want us to be mindful about where our ears are going off, you know. Because sometimes it can affect us, you know. Like when we're having fellowship with unbelief. Is fellowshipping with darkness. Like, if I go around relatives of mine, and they're in the carnal mind, and they're walking by the carnal flesh, and they're not understanding the things of the spirit, and they're not understanding how I'm seeing things and how I walk with God, like, it's gonna cause a bit of friction. It's gonna cause a bit of upset. It's gonna cause a bit of tugging, because that person's in lack of understanding. But then I have a choice. I either stay around that person thinking it's the most lovingest thing to do. And in some situations, we can't get away from it. So I'm only saying this because I can. I'm not in a situation or living in a situation like that. But for me, I have a choice to be around relatives or not. So I have a choice to either go there and fellowship with them or be around them and let their unbelief impact me. Or I have a choice to stay away until I'm in a place of strength, and then I go there. And if that conflict comes, if that unbelief or that friction comes, then I just be strong and know that Jesus Christ even says that his family are the only ones that do the will of the Father. So if that friction is impacting me too much, I just move away. I just take myself away and be alone with God. But praise be to God, I have all of you. Praise be to God, we have each other. Praise be to God that we're able to see things so much clearer than the people who are in unbelief, who are lost. And I'm not saying that all these ministries that I was listening to got it wrong or anything like that. But what I am saying, when we're listening to far too many people and they're all coming up with little different things, it will cause unbelief. It will keep us where we're at. We might see little things. We might see a little bit here and there, but we won't see the full true impact of where God is leading us, because he's leading us in the path of righteousness. He's leading us into all truth. But we have to be humble enough to receive it. And not to let the distractions of this wicked and perverse generation speak louder than our God. Not to let any health scares or financial scares or economy issues or government issues speak louder than our God, even if it causes friction and you have to pull yourself away. We stay true to who we are. We stay true to being the children of the Most High God. We stay true to not bowing to any situation or any man. But we worship our one true God in spirit and in truth. And we love him with our whole heart. And then we see full results. We see the full impact of his love, of his grace, of his mercy. And again, sometimes we miss things. God is doing things every single day in our life. But we miss it. So one of the things that I wanted to share was, like, my nephew, he's 9. And obviously kids today are a bit obsessed with their phones. And even adults, all of us. But his phone, he went on holiday. He went to Spain on holiday with my sister and his phone broke. So my sister rang me and he was really upset and just said, like, is there any chance that you and Danny could help me to get this new phone for him? So I went to God with it and I felt really encouraged to just help her get this phone so he could get the thing that he wanted. And he come back, and on the Friday when he came back, he stayed with us. But his other phone, he's got an iPhone. I don't really know much about iPhones, so anyone who's got an iPhone would know that you have to have an iCloud and you would download everything from iCloud. However, my nephew's on his own account got blocked a couple of months ago, so he had to do something on my mum's account. It just got very complex. It was a very complex situation. It wasn't easy just to take his stuff. It wasn't easy to put his iCloud address into his new phone, but there was nothing on his new iCloud. It was all on the other iCloud that got blocked. So the only thing we had was it to be on his phone. Now, for the whole time my sister was on holiday and the phone was broke, the phone was just switching on and off and showing the black screen with the white Apple sign. And I was like, God, I really need peace. Because my nephew, he was like, I need this, I need that, I haven't got this. And he was getting really quite upset about it. And I said to him, I said, enough's enough. You need to just go and pray and ask God to help you. I'm not God. I can't help you in this situation. I don't even know anything about iPhones, but I'm going to help. But we have to just be blessed and chill out a little bit. But you need to go and pray, and I need to pray, and we just need to forget about it for a moment. So anyway, we forget about it for a little bit, and I've put his phone on charge. Well, anyway, he's come in, and he's looked at his phone, and he's gone, Amber, Amber, the phone's on. My phone's switched on. So anyway, I've managed, the phone's come on, he's put his keypad in, and I've managed to go into a few of his games. It's just his games that he didn't want to lose his progress on. It's hilarious, really, but I managed to go into his games and set up an account so you could just log in that way. But as soon as I'd done that, the phone started to flash on and off again. So I contacted my sister and I just said, this is what's happened. Has that happened before? Like, is the phone come on? I said, we've managed to get it on. She said, Amber, it must have been a miracle. She said, because that phone in the last 6 days had not even done that. It's just turned on and off, flashed on and off. So with the grace of God, it's a huge testimony, but really is grace. So much grace, you know, that phone for the whole of 10 minutes, that's all I had, was a 10-minute window to do what I needed to do to be able to access this phone, and then it went back doing the exact same thing, you know. It is grace, all grace abounding. When we really go to God, when we really are with Him and our mind and our focus is on Him, we're being dedicated, we're consistent, we're speaking in tongues, we're honoring God, we're being loving, you know, we're not judging anyone according to their flesh, and we're just walking and walking with God and just doing what God puts in our heart to do. He makes all grace abound. He goes exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. And if people aren't seeing in their life all the exceedingly above in every situation, then we have to have a little check. We need to check, are we speaking in tongues much? Are we honoring God? Are we walking by the Spirit? Are we connecting where God knows we're going to be fed the right words? Are we letting other people's words come in and distract us and pull us down? Then no, God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above. And I'm being a living witness of the glory of God, you know. Definitely all things have become new in mine and my husband's life. We are a blessed people and we are just flourishing in every area. Our fellowship is growing. We're seeing great deliverance. The things that I'm witnessing every week is nothing short of a miracle with God. And it's just blessed, you know. And I'm so thankful, because it could just be me and my husband sat here with nobody here, you know. But it's not. God continues to send. He continues to make His promises known in my heart as I continue with Him. So guys, be encouraged, be blessed. Know that your Father, your God Jehovah, is with you. He's for you. Doesn't matter what situations we're going through. I've gone through enough of them to understand in the last year that there is a battle going on, but the battle has absolutely been defeated. Don't let nothing take root in your heart. Go to God, to where you should connect, and stay connected in that area, no matter if what you're being taught might go against everything that you've ever been taught or believed before. Go to God, listen humbly with a humble heart, do what you're being encouraged to do, and watch God really, really manifest Himself in your life today. Not in 10, 15, 20 years. Not just the little things that we're all happy, but the signs, miracles, and wonders, the greater works that Jesus Christ did. that we can do the same works as Jesus Christ and greater. God wants to do that today. He doesn't want to do it in a year, 10 years, or he doesn't want you to not see that before he comes and raptures his church out of here. So I love you so much. This is an awesome fellowship. God is so great, and he has great and mighty plans and works for you all. And yeah, we're all on fire. And God bless you guys.